good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We're both, I'm bedhead. I don't even have my contacts in yet.
Oh, he can't even see me. I look gorgeous, just so you know.
We're both just raring kidding. To go. Recording on a Sunday, a little bit different schedule for us.
Yeah. It works, though, because I don't have other BS, you know, whatever, things I gotta be doing. So I'm glad that you were able to come on in on a Sunday. Do you have to work?
I do work later, and it's been an interest, and it's part of what I could sort of talk about is that I'm working a great whole bunch because they're trying to not hire more people. So I'm just like filling in a lot of like gaps here and there. Like I literally am working like Thursday, double Friday, double Saturday, Sunday, which is a lot. Like like people in the real world work those kind of hours, but it's hard in the service industry, especially some of those Fridays and Saturdays are like 10 to 12 hour shifts. Yeah. It's like yesterday, well, we'll get into it that like yesterday, I actually did not work last night for a very specific reason, but I felt like I was in like a daydream because I was so tired. I've been sleeping not great. I mean, I guess let's jump right into it and I'll tell a couple of not good stories followed by a good story.
Okay.
So I feel like maybe I've talked about this. I, in the past, and by the past, like it hadn't happened in a really long time, have dealt with, I don't know if it's sleep paralysis or if it's that I'm dreaming that I'm having sleep paralysis.
Oh, funny.
But it's really bizarre. And it once again, it hadn't happened in a long time. But if anyone's ever experienced this, basically, this is what it feels like. And once again, I don't know if it's real. I don't know if I'm dreaming it. But like, I will think that I'm awake or I'll be awake, but I'm laying in bed and I can't move.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't. Yeah. And I can't like even move my eyes really. So I'm staring straight ahead. So I'm seeing like what you're seeing. I'm seeing like my closet here. And usually what will happen is I will start to like feel a presence just behind me as though there's someone like looking over my shoulder. And obviously it's very upsetting, but I can't turn to look and I can't wake up. And it happened like two nights ago and once again, it hadn't happened. What I did that I thought fixed it is I started setting an alarm. And once again, a thing that normal human beings do.
Right.
But I don't live a life in which I necessarily have to be up at a certain hour. So for most of the last few years, I don't have an alarm because who cares, you know?
Right.
But I did discover that it seemed that by setting an alarm, I would make this not happen. And I don't know if it's because my body was just aware, like, oh, you will wake up at some point. Like, your alarm will go off at some point. But it happened a couple nights ago. And then literally, like, it's really upsetting. Like, I'm looking at my bedroom door and my door opens a little bit. And I can, like, see people looking at me through the bedroom door. And then I can like see them like start reaching into my room as though they're trying to grab something.
Oh my.
And here's the other thing. And I don't, once again, I could be making this up. Like this could all just be a dream that I'm having. But I'm like, by screaming, I mean that I'm like, help me, help me.
Oh my God.
Help me, like trying to get someone's attention to come wake me up because it's so upsetting. Anyways, the most upsetting part is just that like I thought that I'd conquered it. Like I thought that I'd like found a way to never have it happen again. And I don't know if what I have to do is just remind myself in the state that like you did set an alarm, you will wake up at some point. This isn't real.
Right.
I don't know.
Or
but it happened two nights ago. And so yesterday I was crazy all day. I just felt like very like in my head.
Or Mike, someone wishing willowed you.
Yeah. Did you?
I saw Obsession.
Yeah.
Fuck. No, I'm just kidding. But that's terrifying. And that's definitely like a nightmare, you know?
It must be. I don't know. It'd be weird to like be studied or like have like something that records me. I don't know. It would be weird to be interesting to know like if any of it's real or if it literally is just all a dream.
Well, I know. Don't they have those places where you can go and sleep and they like watch you sleep, but you don't really get good sleep because you're in some weird lab and they're watching you sleep. I think my mom did that, or my dad, one of them. I think it might have been my dad who had sleep apnea.
Yeah, my mom had sleep apnea as well. Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine going through that kind of thing, but I'm sure that it's helpful for some people.
Yeah, I don't know. But maybe, you need a mask to breathe and maybe you need more oxygen. I don't know. I'm like self-diagnosing you. No, but that is so scary. And I hate those. And it's like when you don't really get good sleep, it's like you're almost on like the tip of, like you're in between the REM and like the awake place.
Yeah. So I slept well last night, which is good. So I feel like much more refreshed today.
But and how long do you work today? Maybe you said I couldn't hear.
I don't work super long. The thing about Sundays, it's funny because no one wants to work Sundays. Because here's for everyone listening that doesn't work in restaurants, Sundays are terrible.
It is.
And there's not a good reasoning behind that. I can't tell you why. Like, I don't know if scientific research has been done on this particular subject, but Sundays are just awful. I don't know why people are worse on Sundays.
Maybe it's because people get they call it the Sunday scaries because they, you know, people who work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and they're just like dreading Monday. And so they're like, we're going to take it out on our waiter.
Yeah, it's really awful. But the other thing is like Sundays are short. Like we close pretty early. So like, I think I go in at like 3:15 and then we close at 9. Like it's not like a super long shift. It'll be fine. It's just more annoying. And once again, I'm just sort of like, it probably isn't forever because I in general don't work Sundays, but yeah, it'll be okay. It's not that big of a deal. And I did it last week, and it was funny last week because I hadn't worked a Sunday in a long time and I was supposed to close, and someone else, when I went in, another coworker was like, well, I'll close for you, which was really nice. And like, nice. I almost like got emotional about it because I was so excited to not have to close. Seriously. And then literally like all of my tables were done before her tables. And I was like, well, thanks for just closing out your own, you know, like it ended up not really making that big of a difference. But anyway, it was a nice gesture anyway.
Yeah, no, that is, especially when you see a fellow friend in need.
Yeah, exactly. And then I will quickly tell the reason why I'm wearing new headphones, which is that I had such a good night. We haven't recorded in forever. Like so much has happened. And obviously we can't hit all the stories, but I, like a month ago, I know I've talked about this in the past. I got to once again, go to the event called Broadway Bears, which happens once a year, and it's usually the like third or fourth Sunday in June, depending on if it lines up with Pride or not. It was the week before Pride, basically. And our friend Jesse was supposed to perform in it, and he ended up not being able to because he was having like crazy vertigo. Like he was having really, really, it was,
you
know,
he's
better now. Did you
tell him that I've had it? And
I did, and I said, reach out to Vanya. And I know that he has his own, I'm sure that he was like doing his own stuff and he was seeing a doctor and all of that. But I was like, Vanya's been through it. You should, I'm sure that she would love to like talk you through it and like maybe give you some exercises.
I could just send him the maneuver. It's the Epley maneuver, everyone. Just look it up on YouTube. It's not for everybody, but you know.
Anyway, so I ended up going to this event and I got to go with Patrick and his and Steve, our friends. And anyways, I don't know how to tell this story the right way other than it was such a good night. And we got to like sit up at a table, which was kind of fancy. Like I've never done it that way before. I'm always like down in the crowd. And it was so much fun. And then we were going to like go back to Patrick and Steve's place and like go up on the roof and have like another cocktail. And it was just like a great, like super fun night. And we literally got to their building and I was walking down the hallway and like it just washed over me that I didn't have my bag, that I'd left my bag at the ballroom. And I literally like left and like got a cab. Like it could not have been more than 15 minutes since we had left our seats.
Right.
And you know, whatever, like the people were not super nice. Like we're not excited to have someone come and look for their bag. And it was gone. It wasn't there. Like it, like they'd already cleaned everything up. And I spent like a week calling to be like, hey, has anyone turned in a bag? And the guy was like, nope, no one's turned in a bag. And I want to be like, there were 1,000 of us and most of us were drunk. No one turned in anything. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
And like, here's what was in it. My wallet was in it, which has my debit card, my credit card, my ID, a couple of like gift cards that whatever, it's fine. But it also had like my really nice headphones and it had my external phone charger that I keep because my phone's old and it dies really quickly. So I need to have like an external charger. And listen, it's been over a month. It's never shown up. Also, no one's ever tried to use any of my cards. So it probably is just sitting in a room somewhere and just no one has bothered to look into it. Like, it's an upsetting situation, but like I've replaced the charger and I've replaced my headphones. I haven't replaced my cards yet because I can just use my phone, but I do need to eventually replace them. And I got like these headphones that are great. You know, well, I'll tell you, like, it's not, I was going to get like, I was like, just do it. I'm just going to spend money and get nice headphones. And you know where I went? And I'm going to say, is it B&H? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, B&H. I love B&H.
I'm literally only ever going there for electronics for the rest of my life.
It's like, my
it's
favorite.
The only place that I'm, they're so nice and they're so helpful and they're so not, I literally said to this guy, like, I'm looking at these headphones. They're like $250, but like, I care about this. Like, I care about having good headphones. And he was like, yeah, those are great. You should try these though. Like, they're what I use and they're really, and I literally, he like let me try them on. And I was like, oh, these are amazing. And they're a third of the price.
Amazing. Wait, what kind? Tell us.
I do want to tell you. They're so good. They look like that. That's not helpful.
Oh,
I think they're called Soundcore.
Oh, okay.
They're not what Yeah.
I thought Beats, but they're not Beats.
That's okay. What I see. And I'm not saying anything bad about that because that's what I used to have. And they're great, but they're really expensive. Yeah. And these ones are not.
Well, that's amazing. I love that place so much. You know, that's where I bought my first microphone.
Well, it's where I should have bought my microphone because you know that I got like duped. Yeah. Soundcore.
Oh, cool.
Soundcore Sports Ooh. X20. And like literally, here's the other thing. And we're going to get into this as well. But you know, in this course of time, Madonna has a new album out. I have a new album out, not as important, but, you know, up there. But I literally had the bad headphones and was like, oh, this doesn't, you know, I was kind of upset about my album. I was like, oh, I thought this sounded better. And then I put in these and I'm like, oh, no, it sounds great. It's just amazing what a difference like good headphones make versus bad headphones.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's a lot of talk about that. And once again, it's a people lose their bag all the time. It's not, but it was really, here's the, my other point of this story is that like, I went on a shame spiral. Like that night of it happening when I lost it, I was just like, this is why you can't have nice things. And this is why good things can't happen to you because you ruin everything and you make terrible decisions and you ruin your life. Oh. And anyway, and then the next day I was just sad. The next day I was just like, that's such a bummer that I was at this event, like for community and for looking out for each other and taking care of each other. And someone either stole my bag or just didn't care enough to do anything with it. And whatever, I can't ever know what happened to it. It's fine and it's in the past, but it was kind of a bummer ending to what had been a really, really nice night.
That is a bummer. Hopefully you can let it go, but that is a bummer. I would be upset. Yeah.
Yeah, I have mostly let it go. Like it still like kind of bums me out, but like I've mostly moved past it. This once again, it was like a month ago, so I've I do need to replace my cards at some point. But you know,
yeah, you definitely need your ID because you're and you need your. Do you have your passport? It wasn't in there, right?
I have my passport. Okay. I carry my passport now wherever I go. But I do. I should just go to the DMV and get another license. You know.
Yeah, I have to go get a real license because we flew to. Well, we went to Washington State because my mom turned 70 years old, that beautiful Amazing. Little lady.
And I want to hear all about it.
Well, I organized everybody. I packed everybody. We, you know, like Adam helped too, but like, you know, I made sure everybody had everything. I had probably everything. I always forget underwear or something crucial for myself. And I did forget my toothbrush. But I got to the airport because we had to go through LAX. There's no direct flight anymore from Burbank, which was so nice. But anyways, we had to fly LAX to Portland and then we rented a car and drove from there because there's no Pasco, you know, like whatever. Hopefully it'll open up again, but you know.
There's no LAX to Pasco?
What's that?
Was there ever an LAX?
Oh yeah, there was Burbank to Pasco. It was amazing. I mean, we were very lucky, but it doesn't exist anymore. Now you can go to Anaheim or it's the John Wayne Airport down in Long Beach, which is about an hour. Right. This is what we would do next time. I didn't know this, but there's an hour and a half drive from where we're at here. But honestly, LAX is an hour from where we're at. And it was fucking a nightmare, that airport. But anyways, get there. And I forgot my passport because I haven't flown since October when we came and saw you guys. Like last October. So anyways, I was very upset, but this is like a PSA for everyone. You can spend $45 and they will let you fly. Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Yep. So I thought I was going to have to go back home. I thought I was going to be like, Adam, take the children and I'll meet you guys where, you know, but so.
Go on without me.
And you know how stressful it is just to be in an airport and all the things.
I mean,
and to
have kids and it's stressful.
Exactly. And everyone's stressed. So like the energy, if you're an empath at all, you're just feeling like, holy shit, this place.
And LAX, like here's the thing about LAX. They're going to finish building it at some point, right?
Yeah. I mean, and then when we got back, we ended up, and you know, this is another story, but it's kind of a long one. But you know, I tore my hamstring and
which so, we haven't really talked about. Like you told me about it, but like you haven't really talked about it.
Okay. Well, I will if you'd like to hear that story.
I would.
But so just at the end of our trip, we were like, you can't get an Uber at the fucking terminal anymore.
Yeah, it's
unless
so weird.
You do like Uber Black and it's so much more expensive. Right. And we're like going from LAX to where we live is far. It's already going to cost us 100 and some. Anyway. So like Adam was like booking it. We were walking, not taking the shuttle because it was just, there's a lot of factors, but all the kids, they were tired, but we walked to the place where you go pick up the Uber, which honestly, if it was me in good health without the kids, awesome. No problem.
Well, it also depends on where in the airport, because I've had it where, like, I literally was in the terminal next to it, which was great. And then I've had it where I'm in, like, the furthest away, which is a trek.
And we were pretty close. Like, we were a terminal away. So it wasn't, it was like a 15-minute brisk walk. But anyway, we got through it. We got home and everything. And my mom's 70th birthday was amazing. She was so adorable. We made, like, a presentation. My sister, you know, being a teacher, she's really good at, like, doing, like, the... like a PowerPoint situation. So we had this whole thing and we, like, you know, cited fun movies she loved. And there's things that, you know, the kids, I wrote a poem for the kids just to read. I tried to get them to help me, but, you know, they just wouldn't do it. And so I helped write it. And I mean, they had ideas. They're like, Grandma likes to bake. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. So I put that in. But it was just Calvin and my sister's youngest son. And they read it and she was just over the moon. And we did a great theme. It was the Amalfi Coast theme, like La Dolce Vita, you know. Uh-huh. And so it was great.
Nice.
Okay, so June 13th was the last day of school here for my kids. The next day, oh no, it was June 12th, whatever. June 13th, I think it was a Saturday. I went to an adult party. I was very excited. Adam had just gotten back. Reminder to everyone, he's been gone for 6 months. And like popping in for 2 days every like 3 weeks, but like it has been a challenge. So I was very excited to go to this my friend's birthday party. It was fun. We all had these. It was for my friend's husband, who is my friend too. But you know, but she wanted. He was like, I just want like hot, everyone to look hot, and so she was like, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. So she got all the women to buy this, like, you know, the Borat swimsuit, like. Mm-hmm. Where it's like the two, anyways, but it's a full swimsuit, but it has hair. It looks like hair in the middle. So it looks like your Borat. So I had all the girls, there was like 20 women there, had this swimsuit, and he was just like, he was laughing his butt off, but like he meant like he wanted everyone to look hoey, you know, like just right. Like it's an adult party, right? But it was a 40th birthday party. So it was like, anyway, so they had a slip and slide there. They had jello shots. They had lots of yummy food and swimming. There was a pool and a hot tub. And I was just so happy to be with Adam. And we had a couple friends there that I just adore. So we were just like having like a nice adult time, which I have not had in a while, you know?
Right.
Anyway, so I promise you, I don't think it was the jello shots, but you know me. The thing about me is that when I get excited, I do go a little hard in terms of like effort, I guess the word is. Because Mike, remember when I was like 20, maybe 6 or 8,
I think about this story like not infrequently.
I knocked myself out doing the worm. Like I fully like blacked out. I like knocked myself the fuck out because I was doing the worm at a party. It was like a dance circle and my sister was there. I was trying to make her laugh or something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And I like went out cold. And then I had like, it looked like I had a beard, remember? And I had like
yes.
a bruise. It was that kind of energy that this happened. My friend whose husband was birthday, you know, she was like, let's go down the slip and slide together. And I was like, yeah, we will. Let's do it. And so there wasn't enough runway. Let's just say no. Like I think, I've said this before, but like you got to launch from the lawn, everybody. Don't try to run on the slip and slide, which in my mind, I thought I could just like do a couple steps on the slip and slide so I could get my right. Like I wanted to really go down the hill. Like it was
right.
It was all technical in my head of the way this worked. Well, what happened was my right leg my right leg went on the slip and slide. It slipped out from under me. I did the splits and I don't do the splits. And I heard a pop or like something give way to my right, like undercarriage, but like the hamstring area. And I knew something was very, very wrong. And so she went down. She was so cute, like da, da, da. And then she, you know, she's a host. So she like popped off and did stuff. And I'm like, Adam. And I was like, I need Adam. So he comes over and I'm like, get me off. So he had to like help me get off. And he sat me down in a chair and I'm just like, we have to go right now. Like I'm going to die. Like I had that feeling where I was like, I really thought I was going to die because it hurts so bad. Or I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever walk again. So he gets me into the house. He's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, God damn it. We have to go right now. So finally we get home and I just did like a little Irish exit, you know, no offense to the Irish, but I left without telling anyone. And then I wrapped it really tight, which has actually helped a lot. And then the next day we went to urgent care and she was like, and at this point it was not bruised or anything, but it was super painful. But, and you know me, I'm just too good at like, I was just trying to make the doctor feel good. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Just say you're in pain, you know? So she was like, take Advil, you know, and then, you know, just see how it's, how you're feeling. Well, a week or two later, you know, I'm taking Advil. I'm doing, well, actually 2 days later, my whole, the back of my leg is all black, like black. And then a week later, I fell again, you know, yelling at my children because they weren't like, I'm like, I'm the only one who feeds the dog. La, la, la. And I'm in the garage and I fell. And Calvin's like, mommy. And I'm like, get your dad. And then the next week, I went to an orthopedic specialist and they did all the, they took x-rays and the MRI thing. And I tore my hamstring in right in my upper near the glute. And I can't run for like 3 months or jump or any of that. I'm starting PT, which is physical therapy for those who don't know, but it's so upsetting. And the funny thing is like right behind my knee, it hurts like a mother in the middle behind, like in the middle of my hamstring, it hurts so bad. Honestly, the place where I tore it, it hurts the least. I don't know, but anyways, I'm healing. I'm much better. I can walk at a better steady pace, but, but it was really embarrassing. And I am just like, what is wrong with me? Why do I feel like I have to? I mean, I guess it could have happened to anybody, but it was like, you know, it was the whole thing with your, like your day where you had this amazing day. You're with, yeah. You're with the people you love. You're feeling like, oh my God, I'm filling my cup. This is awesome. And then shit goes wrong. And you're just like, I also went on a shame spiral where I was just like, well, I can't fucking have a nice time. I have to do something really horrible to like, I mean, I've been 6 months without having a partner and now I'm unable to, you know, like just losing it. So that's what happened.
Yeah, it is the same thing though. It is that thing where it's that it can be a scary truth or a frustrating truth or just a truth that like, it doesn't take much for things to go wrong. Like you can be having a great time and it just takes like one little misstep. Ugh. Of like, oh, and now that happened. And now I lost my bag and now I tore my hamstring and now I hurt my whatever, you know, like, and it is, you know, that is sort of the thing with life. And I guess what you have to do is look on the other side of like, and then there's recovery and then there's getting better. Like things will get better. Like things, you know.
Honestly, I'm like, I am going to get strong after this. I know we're all getting older and that's probably part of it too. Like, I don't know, maybe had I stretched before, maybe it wouldn't happen. I don't know. But I am, once I can like actually run and do stuff, I'm really, and I want to start lifting. This is a good motivation to do so. Cause I can't imagine like, you know, just the older you get, the worse, if you fall, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's not good. So yeah. That was embarrassing.
I mean, it's hard to not, I can see the picture that you sent me, like the picture of just like where it looks not real.
Yeah.
Like it looks like you like Photoshopped your body into crazy positions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it reminds me of like Death Becomes Her when she falls down the stairs.
Totally.
And like nothing is where it's supposed to be. Like that's what I think of.
I know.
What this looks like to me.
I sent you the bruise too, right? That was gnarly.
Oh, I don't think you did. I think you just sent me the picture of your body.
Oh my God, Mike. Okay, I'm going to do that.
Crazy positions.
In a minute, because that is, that's where honestly, my friend who's a nurse was like, you should go check that out again. Like that's not normal for that much because what is like the bruise is like the blood, right?
Yes.
So it's like, yeah, so crazy. I'll send it to you at some point, but it's disgusting.
Well, I have a couple of happy things to talk about.
Okay.
For one thing, the reason that I didn't work last night and I almost didn't go. I know I talked about it on here. I was in a friend's short film. I got like a very last minute call of like, hey, can you come do these couple of lines? Yeah. So it's my friend Claire and the film was completed a little while ago. I think it showed at like the Inwood Film Festival that I didn't get to go to, but she had a screening last night at this really cool little, it's like a new arts center in Inwood, which for those that don't know is like the very northern tip of Manhattan. And it's a beautiful area. And I go to the park there every once in a while, but it's funny. I don't feel like I go to that area enough. Like, it's so gorgeous up there. So I got the invite like a week or so ago. And of course, that worker in me, my brain is like, you can't give up a Saturday night. Like, you have to work your shift.
Right.
Like, whatever. And then literally on, I think either Thursday or maybe even Friday, I was like, no, I want to go. Like, I want to go support my friend Claire, who made a short film. And I want to support myself. Like, I have a tiny part in this thing. Like, I want to go see it see the people that worked on it. So I got to go last night. I worked my lunch shift yesterday. That's the other thing that I don't think we've talked about, is that my job is doing lunches on Friday, Saturday, Sunday now, which is new. Yeah, it's not great, but whatever, it's fine. So I worked my lunch shift, and then I went up and got to go to this screening, and it's super beautiful. It's called Off Center, and I know it's gonna, like, they're gearing up to go to like the festival circuit a bit, and if it's ever available to watch, I'll definitely let everybody know. And listen, I am in a tiny, tiny fraction of it. You never even see my face. Like, you see me sort of like from behind, and I have like two lines, but I'm still really like honored to have been part of it and to have been part of this. You know, we filmed in that amazing theater in Washington Heights, and it's still a memory that I carry with me of being up on that stage and getting to be part of this thing. So it was super fun. I got to go to this screening yesterday and see it, the product, and it looks beautiful, and it's yeah. Yay. Anyway, so yeah, so that was really cool. And then, you know, once again, it's been a while since we've talked. I did see Obsession, and it's an impressively made film. This little film that was made for like less than $1 million and has done really, really well. And I've been sort of racking my brain of like, what are the things that have happened in the last few months that like I would really want to highlight? And I guess I'm going to go with the obvious one. And that is, like, have you had time to take in Confessions 2, Madonna's new album?
I have not.
Yeah, it's tough because I feel like there are a lot of people that haven't really listened to it, because you do kind of have to give it like 64 minutes of your life. Like, you do kind of have to like set aside an hour and 4 minutes and listen to it from beginning to end.
Thanks for coming. Sometimes I like to just hide in the shadows.
Because it is an experience. Like, it is kind of a journey. And there are certainly songs on it. Like, I have grown to really enjoy Bring Your Love, which is the duet between her and Sabrina Carpenter.
I have heard that one.
When it first came out, I was a little meh. I was like, meh, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's grown on me. Like, it's to a place now where I'm like, oh, I actually really like it. And I really like the theme, and I like what I think she's talking about and what the point of it is, in my opinion. And like, there's a song called Danceteria on there that like I'm so into. Like, it's...
Oh, I love that one too, actually. Yeah, no, I like that song.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
It's not what I say.
And there are certain songs that have grown on me a ton, but really I urge it's a little bit of a luxury, but if you can set aside 64 minutes and like really go from beginning to end and give it the journey that it deserves, I know that I'm the prime audience. And I will say that Eric and I like basically downloaded it at midnight the day it came out. And we were basically like, we're not going to text during it, but we're both going to sit here and listen to it, and then we'll text later. And we kind of broke the rule.
That's so cute. I love that.
It was super fun. Well, you know, it reminded me a little bit of the night that Flavors of Entanglement came out, and you lived in the building with me, and you came down and we like played it from beginning to end. And it was like an experience. And so it wasn't quite the same because we're in different places, but it was really fun to be able to be like, oh my God, I'm so moved by this. And I'm really like, oh God, this song is amazing. So it's a great, and also for those of us that love Madonna and have loved Madonna for a long time, it's been really fun to sort of like see her get some respect. Like, that people are really sort of unified behind, like, this is a great album. And it was
good.
Her 10th number one album. And she's the first artist to have a number one album in the 20s that had a number one album in two other decades. Because isn't it wild that Madonna didn't have a number one album in the 90s?
That is crazy.
Isn't that so weird? But like, something just always blocked her. Like, Bedtime Stories, I think, was at the same time as like the Bodyguard soundtrack. And Ray of Light was at the same time, I think, as like the Titanic soundtrack.
That's crazy.
Isn't that so weird? Like, when I looked at that and I'm like, she had so many number two albums in the 90s, but just nothing that was able to make it through to the number one position. But anyway, so that's been a really fun experience. And I do urge anyone, a great way to do it, I know you can't go for a run right now, but for the, or
I could walk.
Maybe go for a walk. Yeah, like, put it on as you kind of like stretch and warm up, and then like go for a walk. And then even if you don't finish it, like the last, you know, it's not confessions. It's not dance the entire time.
Okay.
It's dance for like 40, 45 minutes. And then you have kind of like a 20-minute ending of it gets a little more introspective and a little bit more, you know, a little less upbeat, I guess we can put it that way. And a little more like, you know, she has a duet with her daughter where she sort of sings with her daughter about like, I'm really sorry that I didn't realize the harm that I was causing you. And
oh,
the daughter
shit.
Kind of singing back of like, yeah, but you're also are everything that I am is because of you. Like,
oh
it's really
gosh.
Beautiful.
I know they try to put us to the test. We're not the same, but I'm treading on your footsteps. Sometimes I think you wish I'd go away, but my shadow stays, and it's okay to be yourself.
And it ends, you know, it's funny before we came out, before this album came out, that like we knew the last song was called L.E.S. Girl. And we people were kind of like, oh, Les Girl, what's that going to be?
I have a little bee, she paints her lips cherry red. Mirror cracked in her head. Eyeliner smeared, running out the door. Still there from the night before.
And it's a song about herself being a girl living on the Lower East Side. And it's just sort of this beautiful, poignant, like her looking back at this girl and all that she wanted. And
the day is blue, everything fades away except for you.
Anyway, it's just beautiful. And so when you have a moment, give it a chance, and like if you can listen to the full thing, I just think it's a beautiful journey. So
okay.
I guess that's my way of saying that's what I'm digging. That's what I've been digging right
Ooh,
now is Madonna's
that.
Confessions too. Yeah. How about you? Are you anything in particular that's exciting to you right now?
What was I had something that I forgot. I was proud of myself for watching Obsession because Adam made me.
Like it is intense. It is an intense
movie. He didn't make me,
movie.
But you know, he was like, we should watch it, Vanya. Like so many people. And I was like, I did have a nightmare that night.
Oh, did you?
Which is funny because it's not that, I mean, it's scary, but it's not like, you know, but it is, it's like a deep creepiness where she's
yes.
like in the, and the whole thing with, I don't want to give anything away, but you know, when she stays in that one spot the whole time.
Yeah.
That is so upsetting.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Yeah.
It's so disturbing. And then it's also so sad because she can't get out. And also, so I think I'm going to say I'm digging it because I think it's such, I mean, maybe I'm reading into it, but like, it's such a commentary on like people trying to date these days and like not wanting to like, not having the balls to like, not like there was a point at the beginning of the movie where she was like, do you like me? Just tell me. And he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like
everything,
he wanted the easy way out. I think that's a lot of the problem is like, nobody wants to feel discomfort
right.
or like, you know, like in any moment, like they're not willing to risk a moment of failure. And
right.
so anyways, that's why I thought it was such a brilliant film. I mean, and then the part where the buddy makes a wish and I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? it was... And also knowing that the guy who directed it and whatever wrote it, he's a comedy person. So I felt like I saw a lot of aspects of like nodding too, that made me really happy, you know, it made me laugh a little and then be really fucking disturbed. But also, have I talked about Widow's Bay yet here?
We haven't. No, because it definitely came out. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. I watched the whole season. I like honestly cannot sing the praises enough of Widow's Bay. I love it so much. I honestly want to watch it again. Hard to do rewatches when you have a partner and you're trying to get through. Like, I still haven't watched the second season of The Pit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I loved Widow's Bay. It was such a fun ride and has scary moments.
For sure.
Just the actors are great. And
everyone's so good. I'm going to be fully honest and say it took me a minute.
Really?
Like, I watched the pilot of Widow's Bay being like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, it
I mean, maybe,
didn't
yeah.
feel scary enough to be scary. And it wasn't like laugh out funny to me. And there were moments in it, like the moment that has to do with cannibalism.
Oh,
and
yeah.
when you watch it, like I was like, that's a joke. I can see that's a joke,
yeah.
but it wasn't like, it didn't make me laugh. It took me a minute to be like, okay, I think I get how this is being done.
Yeah. It's like the darkest humor.
Very, like so dark. And like, everyone is so good. And I don't have names in front of me right now. And the woman who's sort of like the primary supporting actress who is so good.
I love her.
She's so fantastic.
Kate O'Flynn plays Patricia. Yes. Who is amazing. And I love Jeff Hiller. His part is smaller than I want. I wanted him to have a bigger part, but maybe next season, because they definitely left us on a cliffhanger.
That's what I'm hoping for. I feel like they're getting ready to let him have a bigger role
Steven
in the second
Root,
season.
Steven Root, amazing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the main guy, Matthew Reese. And then that lady, Dale Dickey. Holy shit.
Dale, that's the one name that I was going to say is Dale Dickey, who is that actress who has been like plugging away at little role. Like, if you can't think of, if you... Anyone listening, like, look her up and you'd be like, oh, her. Like, she's been acting for so long.
Yes.
And she's so good in this. And she got an Emmy nomination for it. And I know that it's not about the awards, but it makes me so happy that someone like her has, like, broken through into, like, the Emmy season.
Oh, my God. I'm just so thrilled about it, too. Okay. Remember how I love that TV show that never got a second season? My Lady Jane.
Oh, yeah.
She's in that. And she plays a brilliant psycho. It's just... amazing. I loved Widow's Bay.
It is really good. I'm glad that it's doing well and like got so many nominations. And for a first season show, like people are predicting that it's going to win.
I would. I honestly, maybe it's because it's like a little inside baseball, but like because I've had to watch so many horror stuff, it's like the tropes just tickled me deeply. Like when they're going into a house and it's like, you know, just there's so many like frames, like the way it was shot, like by rote of other horror movies. Once I felt at ease understanding what they were doing, I was like, oh, look, they're doing, oh, this one's about a banshee. The next one is a zombie. This is like a zombie one. It was great. Like for me, it was a riot of joy, which sounds weird for the kind of show it is. But, you know,
I will also say, I think it was like the second episode where he stays in the hotel by himself.
Oh, what? I'm like, get out. But yeah, exactly.
But also, I was in the middle of that episode and like my roommate tripped a breaker and the lights went out in the dining room and I thought I was going to die. I was like, and this is how it ends. Okay. Like it was like perfectly timed to like the scary. Anyway. It is. It is really good. I'm glad that it's doing well. I'm excited for a second season. There's they have a lot of explaining to do. That's the other thing that
That's definitely true.
That's awesome. So my could do without is kind of a local thing.
Okay.
And it's not really.
Mine is about a show, but I will. You go first.
So mine is just that I know that I talked about seeing Cats the Jellicle Ball when it was downtown.
Oh, yeah.
PAC. I got to see it on Tony Sunday. Our friend Annabelle, like, got us some amazing seats to see it on Tony Sunday. And here's the thing. I loved it downtown. I thought it was beautiful. On Broadway, Vanya, I couldn't stop crying. Like, I just cried for the entire... because it's so beautiful and it's so joyful and it's such a celebration of queer culture and particularly queer culture in communities of color and it... like, the ballroom scene. And it's so gorgeous. And it's closing. It's closing in the beginning of August and it just could never quite find its footing. And it's just such a bummer to me that something that is so beautiful can't find its footing in a Broadway theater. And like, they haven't done a cast recording of it. I have no idea if there's plans to do a cast recording. I hope they do because the orchestrations are so interesting. Like, they've taken Cats and made it like a club show.
Fun.
Like, so anyways, that my could do without is just that it's always such a bummer when a show like that just can't figure out how to make it work on a Broadway. And I don't mean I mean like the Broadway community,
right?
And like Broadway viewers can't like elevate it to where it should be. So that's my could do without. And for anyone in the New York area that has a chance, like, please go see the Jellicle Ball. It's so worth it. Like, it's such a beautiful, beautiful production. How about you?
Well, I will if I can. Well, I would say that my could do without is Project Runway is back. Have you watched any of it? It's okay.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah. So this is Heidi's back and like Nina Garcia is in the first episode. And anyway, but my friend Bao Tranchi is one of the contestants and she's incredible. And I guess, guys, spoiler is coming. So if you haven't watched it and you really want to. Earmuffs or whatever, or forward for 15 seconds. But the way they're playing the game, this or whatever, it's a game, is just it's so like for TV ratings sake. It's not for the love of the, it feels like to me that it is not for the fashion and the design aspect and all the things that it felt like. And I miss Tim Gunn, and the other kid is fine, but he's just like, Tim Gunn has such like, he really cared about people. But my friend Bao, you know, she gets out in like, it's like the second challenge, and I'm so upset because she's such an amazing designer, and they pick people. I'm like, well, does this guy know somebody? Like, I mean, I know they're, but that's the, I could do without people not taking design seriously and like doing it for the ratings, because they've definitely like, I don't know, they've done a bunch of weird things where people had to vote and this and that. And
listen, it's why I stopped watching it, because it became so, it felt so negative. Like it all felt like, yeah, like it just didn't, it wasn't fun anymore. And everything felt very like, I don't know, it felt
lots
like
lots of people upset, crying, and not joyful, not celebrating art. And all that is to say, I hope she gets good exposure, because she is such a wonderful designer and she's so good. So I think she's going to be fine. Like, I think she'll be okay. I think I'm more upset about it than she is, but
sure,
it really upset, it's pissed me off, man. And just because I know her and I know her level of like, you know, she's amazing. So that's what I could do without. Random things.
Random thing.
I have one. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. At 4:30 today, we're going to go see Hadestown on the movie screen. And Adam, finally, the kids are so excited because the kids have seen it. I've seen it with you. And the kids got to, you know, they saw that high school, but it was still. And so they've been wanting, and poor Adam, he knows all the words to the songs because he played in the car all the time. So I'm really excited for him to get to experience it.
I'm seeing it tomorrow at 7:30. It was funny. It was funny when I first saw the trailer for it. For those that don't know, Hadestown is this amazing. You know what I've come to determine? It's my favorite musical of the 21st century. Like, ooh, it is my favorite. Like, I was trying to think of, because, you know, I've gotten to see a lot of things, including Ragtime, which our friend Ben Cherry is a swing in. Aww. So he goes on in different roles. And I got to see him play, you know, the Mamaroneck, all aboard Mamaroneck. Like, I got to see him play that part, which was really fun. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, any list of my top 10 musicals would probably contain Ragtime, which of course then makes my brain start thinking like, well, what's my top 10? And I was trying to think of like the musicals since I moved to New York, and plenty of things. Listen, Hamilton's an amazing musical.
Of course.
It's one of the greatest ever. I don't know that it's one of my favorites, you know. Book of Mormon is hilarious. I don't know if it's one of my favorites. And I was like, since I moved to New York, I think Hadestown is probably my favorite musical. And they filmed it. They filmed it in London. It's the original Broadway main cast. So not necessarily anyone besides the top, the main six, I think, characters are London, and everyone else is Broadway. And they filmed it. And yeah, you're seeing it today. I'm seeing it tomorrow. I'm really excited to see I'm excited to talk to you about it later.
Yes.
But literally, I saw the trailer and texted you.
You did.
I was like, oh my God, I just saw the thing. And you were like, I already bought my tickets.
It's true. I had, yeah. Well, and I actually ended up returning tickets because when they first announced it, it was only in like major sort of, you had to go to LA. But then it like, as time progressed, I kept checking our local because I was like, I mean, it'd be nice to not have to go down.
Drive to LA.
So I was able to cancel those tickets, and then I got them for our local theater. So,
and I'm so glad that it's coming to you. That means that it's doing, that means that it did well. You know what I mean? Like the fact that like it's expanding a bit. So that's another one. Anyone that it might not even be playing by the time this comes out, but I'm super excited for it. And I hope that it gets a release TV as well. I hope more people, it's such a beautiful show. So next time we talk, we'll have to talk about how we feel feeling of Hadestown. I'm very excited. And who knows, you know, Sundays are pretty good. Like we can probably keep this going and then,
I could even do an hour earlier if it's better for you. I just have to.
That would probably be better for me.
Yeah.
If we can make that work, because then I can get going a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
All right. So this will be out this week. Thanks everyone for listening. I love doing this.
I know love that it's, you.
Yeah. I love you. And I love
miss
talking,
you. So this is nice that we can connect. I love you.
And I'm going to see you in a few months.
I'm so excited.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Until
thanks
next
for
week.
Listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Thanks for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursdays, so make sure you subscribe if you want to be a part of the journey. You can follow us on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and me at MikeJensen77. You can also listen to my other podcast, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, with Elise Castle, wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back.